Hey, now, for the fifth time in school history, the East E-Rabs are playing in the state tournament. After an amazing comeback win over Geneva in Tuesday's Super Sectional, East is now two wins away from the first state championship in school history. It's been an amazing, incredible, and memorable season already, with the E-Rabs boasting a Nick 10 best ever, 34-2 record. And to win number 35 would come in the Class 4A semifinal next against Evanston. So joining us now is Coach Roy Sackmish of the East E-Rabs. He returns to Peoria after playing there at State for Boylan back in 1996-97 season. Roy, first of all, congratulations again. This sure has been a fun ride to watch, and I'm sure it's been a fun ride for you all the whole way up to the state.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it has. It's been quite a couple weeks here. Last 2.5 weeks of it, it's gone by quick. It's been a lot of emotions, a lot of up and, you know, almost overwhelming with how much has been going on with everything. But it's all been great so far, and hopefully we got just a few more days of the same success that we've had here so far.
I asked you on Tuesday before the Super Section about that win will put you to state. What do you think it'll be like to go to state? Well, now it's actually happened. So you've actually, besides speculating your feelings, you actually have had them now. So what has it been like ever since that horn blew at the end of Tuesday night's game up till getting ready for tomorrow night?
To be honest with you, it's been with a short turnaround to get to go down there and everything that has to happen in order for you to get organized and be able to be prepared so we can leave here this morning. It's been extremely busy. You're riding the high of the feeling good because you got the win, and you know you're already tired, and you kind of you're not sleeping much because you got so much things on your mind. And yesterday I was with our athletic director Gary Griffin in our office for about 6 or 7 hours planning everything, and then you go straight to practice and. Didn't get home till later in the evening last night, till past 7 o'clock, and so haven't had a whole lot of time to really truly reflect on it. But this morning here, maybe we get on the bus and we start head down there. We'll start to really feel and reflect on going down there with everything. Pretty excited though, but looking forward to the weekend here.
So in a way, you're kind of like the CEO of this thing. So who is the while you're doing that with Gary Griffin? Who's going through film and working on, what the game plan is against the three teams you could face?
My coaching staff has been absolutely tremendous. We've got some films, and we just kind of got ourselves on kind of a group chat and we're texting each other. And all the coaches are just finding time within their day to watch a little bit of film here and there. I even got former assistants that are coming up from all around the country that are watching film and kind of just sending me notes whenever they see me. And I was able to watch a little film last night and get a few minutes in here and there. So today on the bus ride down, I think we'll really put our heads together and really start to talk about, our game plan with everything. I think we've all watched a little bit of film. We watched a little bit of film with the team yesterday at practice on Evanston after we watched a little bit of film of the game on Tuesday night. So it's been busy, but we'll take our time today before we get down and do everything we need to in Peoria, and then we'll probably get a practice in here this evening too.
Before I look ahead, I want to look back a little bit. Obviously, you knew at the start of the season, we all knew at the start of the season, you had a very good team, an excellent team. At what point in the season were you confident this is a team that could make it to Peoria? And it might have happened, I don't know, it might even happen Tuesday night, but at what point would you say this is the caliber team that I think we can go to state? We will go to state.
In terms of the caliber of the team, I think we started to see glimpses of it even back last summer. We really played a very challenging schedule and played against some of the teams which we knew were going to be some of the top teams in the state, whether it was Waukegan and the St. Vider and schools like that that made deep postseason runs. And then when you come out of Thanksgiving tournament, you kind of, the way we came out and just jumped on people, we thought, like, okay, this could be a pretty good year. And as the year progressed and we learned what the path was going to be, and we knew that we were hosting the regionals at Beat Rock Valley, and as we see it as the team was progressing, I think one of the first signs was probably maybe around Christmas time. We were able to go down and beat East St. Louis, who's now down there this weekend for 3A. It's one of those things where we knew we could play with them, but there's always that thought of, it's the one thing to play with them, but can you actually beat teams like this at this caliber of a level? And for us to go beat East St. Louis and Lincoln, who are two top 10 ranked teams all year in 3A, I think you started to see, it's one of those things where it's okay, I think we got what it takes here. And You know, and as we're doing our homework and we're studying and doing what the path was ahead of us, we thought we had a pretty good chance. You know, it's a huge break by Nevo to get the path of going and playing at home in the regional and then playing at Rock Valley, which is essentially almost like another home venue for us. And even just NIU and just going down the road and just being only 45 minutes away for that, you know, versus some of these other schools that had to travel hundreds of miles to go play even their super sectional. But the moment of knowing we're definitely going, probably about a minute left in the game on Tuesday night, is when you start thinking, okay, this is actually going to happen.
Well, that was one thing. I watched all the games at the Thanksgiving tournament, and you know, right away I was like, okay, this is a squad. But there's so many pitfalls between being great and getting to state, right? I kept thinking about the Auburn team after Fred's team, the Pittman and Porter team, because they beat everybody by 10 points in the Nick 10. They were about as dominant as could get, and they didn't get to state. And because there's all these pitfalls you got to go through, right? You know, Shaden Clanton is a high flyer. What if somebody undercuts him and knocks him out, right? Or, you know, the Sincere scores a ton of points. Maybe kids start getting jealous about that. Or just the flu you guys had to fight last week. I missed your Friday night game, and I never miss basketball games because I was too sick. What if that had hit two of your players at the same time? I mean, does that go through your head? I've got this team, and this is the one, and, oh, God, let's hope something bad doesn't happen.
No question. Absolutely no doubt about it that those – again, it comes in where the breaks fall in line. You know, fortunately so far we've stayed healthy. You know, you're one injury away from being a team to be able to make it down to the Final Four in Illinois. You know, and the fact that you got to win five games just to get there, I mean, that's going to win you a state championship if you're winning five games in the postseason in a lot of states around the country. Just for the team chemistry, for the guys to stay bought into each other and stay focused for what's been 4.5 months now, to be able to play at this level for this long. You know, it's a very, very challenging thing to do, even with a really good basketball team, a talented team. You're right, and Auburn was a team that's happened recently, and I've seen it over the last 25 years. There's been plenty of teams that were definitely good enough to be able to get down there and be able to play at that level. But more times than not, you know, you run into another team and another opponent who they just beat you on the court because they have a better game. You don't have a better game, or any of those things mentioned above could have happened. So we've been very fortunate and very, very lucky to be able to, you know, make it this far without any of those things getting in our way.
Roy, I mentioned at the very beginning there about you were part of a Boylan team, and correct me if I'm wrong, the 96-97 team, you were a junior on that squad, right?
Yes, correct.
So you guys went to state. That team had Demir Kripalia, Nick Zachary, Joe Tully, yourself. I'm curious, how would that team stack up against your team, your East team this year?
You know what? Some people have kind of been asking me that. Of course, some of my former teammates on that team have asked me. They want to, you know, kind of measure it up, and it'd be a very interesting game. I think, you know, a big difference for the team back then would have been Demir. Mm-hmm. Him being a dominant post player, especially at the high school level, not quite sure how we would handle him.
He'd be the Mishkovitz kid, but better. Right? The South Elgin had, you know, the 6'7" shot blocker. Demir's him, but better.
I would say he's better in the sense that he can take you down on the block, and he's a true post player and post you up. One of the games we lost this year was against Dubuque Senior, who they just lost in their state championship game in the biggest class in Iowa last weekend. We didn't have an answer for someone down low on the block like that, and Demir would cause a matchup problem with that. But at the same time, you know, I think we would cause a matchup problem with the way we could get out and run, spread it out. So it'd be two different types of teams that are good at different things. You know, that team that we had, we'd like to run just as much as this team that does now. But I think Demir would be the X factor in which would either, if we were able to contain him, I think we'd have a good chance. But Demir, I think Demir would probably could be the difference.
If those two teams were playing at the Y, wouldn't it just evolve into a Nick Zachary versus Sincere Parker shooting contest?
most likely, who could shoot it from, you know, at those Y courts, who could hit one from about full court, get a rebound and shoot first with those guys where they could shoot at the range that those guys have.
Well, so I got two questions, and you kind of segued into one, and that is, you guys lost a player well before this time, but you had a player who was a freshman, who was a 6'2 freshman, who was killed in a random act of violence in Rockford. He'd probably be 6'4", 6'5". You know, he'd be, you know, Greg Hill, be a rotation player for you guys, who could, you know, guard one of those bigger players. How much is he really, like, still part of the team, like, emotionally?
I think it's not something that's really talked about a lot, but I know it's definitely on these guys' minds. They've kind of come up with their own thing, this H for H, this hoop for Hill. I know they got little things, you know, whether it's they're writing something on their shoes, they got a button on their coat, or it's not something that, and I don't know if this is just a guy thing, a high school kid, where they don't really verbalize it, they don't talk about it a lot, but I know that it's on their mind, and I know that's thought about, it's one of those things where you don't want to talk about it too much. Kind of let them handle it the way they have, and I think it's been enough time to where they've learned how to handle it, and they've learned how to use basketball as a way to kind of let them grieve and use it as an escape, but also use it as an inspiration to kind of keep his memory alive.
My last question would be, just as a coach, the perseverance, I guess, it showed. Your second year at East, you guys went 2-25. Your first 2 years, you were 8-47. Back then, could you imagine having a group like this? Or was it just can I get through another season like that?
It was probably a little both. I think I'm not sure what the numbers are, but I think we've won more games this year than if you take the first 5 years I was there combined.
You won 27 games your first 5 years.
yeah.
That's a good point.
Those years you're just trying to get the team out on the floor that just even could compete. You dream of it as a coach. You hope that one day that, you'd love to really have a team where you can go out there and be able to compete at a high level. Then you start to progress a little bit, then you have a good team, and you think your program's there, but then with high school basketball, and it's all the things that you had mentioned before, so many things can happen, so many pitfalls to where now all of a sudden your program might take a step back for a year or two because you just got to get a different group of kids, and that can have a lingering effect for a couple, 2 or 3 years. And then, honestly, even just going into this year, you knew it was coming, but you never imagined that it would actually be able to happen. Again, you dream about it, you think about it, you hope that it can get to that point. And I think even it's going to take me, and I think even some of our guys, it's going to take some time as the season passes here to really truly reflect on, what it is that we're doing right now and what we're accomplishing.
Roy, last question. It's kind of funny. We've gone through this whole interview and haven't talked about the state tournament. So, quickly, give me your scout report on Evanston, what you guys need to do, how you guys match up, and what you need to do to beat them and get to that state championship game on Saturday.
Well, obviously, they're extremely talented team. All five starters they put out there, they all can shoot it. But one that so-called is not the so-called best shooter for them is a guard. He's going to Southern Illinois. He can just get to the rim, and he can get to the paint whatever he wants. The kid's name is Lance Jones, really good player. They are wide open. They spread it out. They're going to shoot threes. They're going to play extremely, extremely fast. It's going to be a track meet. It's going to be getting up and down. I know they're pretty experienced. They were there down there last year, so they have that on their side. I know they got a chip on their shoulder, feeling that they came up short of what they wanted to do last year by not getting to the championship game. So we know we got our hands full with everything that they're going to bring. But it is a similar style to us, and we do match up with them fairly well. And I'm sure they feel the same way with us. So it's gonna be a game of runs, especially with this game. And it's gonna be up and down. And I think if we could come ready to play, this should be another game like we've seen the last couple ones. And whoever has that one final run at the end will have a good chance to win it.
Well, that was East Coach Roy Sack. Mr. Roy, I think I speak for all the area in that, and I'm speaking not only just for East grads and all that, but I think for everybody in the Rockford area, that everybody's pulling for you. It's been so much fun, as I mentioned at the top of the interview, watching you guys progress this year, watching you guys make this run. You've had some exciting games, and now it just comes down to two more. Let's finish it off and bring back a state championship.
Well, I appreciate all the support. Thanks for covering us this year and giving our kids that exposure. It's been fun.
We're going to take a break right now. I'll return to Sports Fan Radio 1330 right after this.